This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Let's go now behind the scenes with this week's Saints assistant coach, brought to you by Rouse's Market Shop. Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints, on the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show right here on the Saints Radio Network. And that is first-year offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak. How you doing, Coach?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm doing great.
Well, we
appreciate you having me on.
You bet. We appreciate it. And so, I guess just overall, you know, you have Taysom. We watched Irvine, you know, all the practices. But yesterday, it just felt like there was so much more pass catching, everything, motion. Was that more of what you saw as a plan for Cleveland, or just kind of just give me your impression and thoughts about why it felt like, in a way, we saw a lot more Taysom than we had seen?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just some plenty of things we've been working on for a while that, you know, as the game unfolded the way it did and Taysom was playing the way he's playing, you know, he just wanted to keep giving him opportunities. I know that there were some things that happened early in the game, you know, like, for instance, there's an interception that is 100% on me. You know, there's a coverage there that I could have spent a lot more time talking with Taysom about, and I didn't. You know, I put him in a tough position there. But everything else, I mean, he had the hot hand. So excited about rolling with him. And, you know, his teammates were playing well too. But for every reason, the ball just kept finding him, and he made the most of his opportunities.
And, you know, Coach Kubiak, as far as the ball following him, fans have asked me this, and I said this in training camp. I don't know. He's 34 years of age, and we ain't saving nothing. I mean, he's well compensated. Maybe he could get a little more, but he's well compensated. I'm like, we got to ride that horse, ride that pony. And I've said, like, in the past, maybe he had, I don't know, 10 to 12 touches. I think he's at the point. 18 to 20 touches. Now, obviously, I think you might have been training in that direction. Then, you know, he's kicking ass against Atlanta on the road, and then he got a bruised lung, and then, you know, you want to utilize him. Then he got broken ribs or whatever. So, fans have asked me, Bobby, if he's so good, why we never heard about him at Brigham Young? Because he was hurt. But he's been unbelievable. So he's like sometimes his worst enemy because he's so aggressive. But, lions and tigers and bears, oh, my, like running, throwing and catching can do everything. But you want to get his hands on the ball. So I think Drew Brees didn't have a problem with this. Derek Carr didn't have a problem with this, whether it's QB power or putting him at quarterback. But is there a case in point? Because to me, if Taysom Hill was healthy, shame on us if you don't have 18 to 20 catches. I mean, 20 touches. Now, I can see if he's hurt, that's a different animal. But if he's healthy, I think he's that dynamic of a player, and that's almost double. You say 10 to 12, 18 to 20. I think you might agree with that right now because we got to maximize how we can utilize Taysom Hill considering his age. He's not 24, he's 34. Now, you got to think about if we playoff relevant come December and all that. But I'm like, I used to say this. Less of Drew Brees is more. I don't want Drew Brees throwing the ball 40, 50 times. I want it to be able to keep defenses off balance. Might be high 20s or low 30s. But I'm at the point right now, no, not less of Taysom is more. More of Taysom is more. Give Taysom the damn ball, especially if he's healthy.
Yeah, well, I can't disagree with you. I think yesterday was a great example of that, and he's just such a special player, and it's really, really fun to be around him every day and see the way that he works and see the type of a teammate that he is. He's a really impressive guy, and really, really fortunate to get to coach him.
Hey, now, how fortunate did you feel I said, this is what you expect, maybe. Whether it's Taysom Hill, Alvin Kamara, Jordan Mims, whoever's running the football, that instead of averaging 3.5 yards a run, I thought that was outstanding. I said, we got to flip that script. I even look at Atlanta. We won the game. I don't know about that. Can you run the ball? Can you stop the run? Well, we stopped the run against the Browns. You look, I'm a big Nick Chubb fan. Now, considering the adversity he's faced, now he still averaged 4.5 yards a run on 11 carries, but they only got 3.3 yards a carry. But we were able to average because of the explosive runs by Taysom Hill. And Kamara was over 4 yards a carry, but 7.6. I can tell you right now, if we average 7.5 yards a run against the Rams and only give up 3.5, we're going to win the game. I just have that much confidence, Coach Kubiak. If we do that, one number right there, we'll beat the Rams.
Yeah, I think anytime we can run the ball effectively and that you know, 7 yards of carry, I think any coach would take that all day. That'll open up a lot of things in your offense. And, you know, great that you have great to have our center back last week. He was a big part of that. I think the last couple of weeks the guys have, you know, I think have been really improving and put some good things on tape. And I'm happy they get a little rest here and then get to go back at it for the Rams in 2 weeks.
Coach, what kind of impact from a play calling, game planning standpoint was having McCoy? Because you had basically kind of four of your five from Irvine. Now, I know Eric, you know, he's the bye week and the groin, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But just pre-Cleveland in the game plan, having him back, how did that impact your play calling?
Yeah, well, I think it impacted the whole offense, you know, just the energy of practice. You know, you can just feel the excitement with the guys. You know, you just see the way we operate it in practice and, you know, just the athleticism that he brings, the leadership that he brings. It just gave us a new jolt of energy. So, you know, we've been kind of slowly getting that jolt the last couple of weeks with more and more guys getting healthy. But, you know, I think Eric McCoy is as good a center as there is in the NFL, you know, and he's best I've been around. And it's because of his athleticism and his leadership. And if you're going to play center in the NFL, you better be a smart guy. And he's as smart as they get. And he gets us into the right calls and does it really effectively. So really happy to have him back yesterday.
Now, Coach Kubiak, I know it's a challenge. You're trying to, as a play caller, you want those chunk explosive plays. And then all of a sudden, Rashid Shaheed, who's performing at a high level, he's out for the season. Chris Olave, considering how we're counting on him as the number one receiver. But how challenging it is, then all of a sudden he comes to the forefront, Valdez-Scantling. I mean, back-to-back plays. I mean, it's like if you're averaging 17.5, 18 yards of reception, you're like it's off the chart. Well, he's been off the chart with those chunk plays, you know, that long gain of 71 yards, a touchdown. But I want you to comment on that, but also I want you to comment on, because I think they've stepped up, that being the tight end position, to give Derek Carr an option, that being Foster Moreau and Juwan Johnson. They had 7 targets, 6 receptions, 80 yards. Again, I would take that going forward from that position. If you can tell me they're going to get 6 catches, 80 yards, and maybe a touchdown like Juwan Johnson, that's a winning formula from that tight end position.
Yeah, you know, our tight end room is really impressive, really well coached too. Clancy Barone did a great job getting those guys ready to go. Really enjoyed being around Foster and JJ and just seeing how they've really helped our offense go. You know, they're a critical piece to the whole picture, especially in the run game. A lot of credit to our scouting department, you know, getting us MVS and even bringing on Pettis. You know, those are two guys that have really stepped up for us the last couple of weeks. And that we're now counting on, you know, in addition to Kevin. So, you know, we've had some guys go down, and we found some dang good players that have been great contributors. And, you know, I'm proud of the way that Keith Williams, our receiver coach, has really brought those new guys along. It's not easy to do that in the middle of a season. And he's a heck of a coach, and, you know, those guys are lucky to have him as their coach.
Coach, Derek Carr's talked about his play, and, you know, he had just the one sack, no sacks in the Atlanta game. He's not been sacked more than once in any game this season. He kind of felt like He was 21-27, 248. That he's really kind of playing the best that he's played. I mean, I don't think you're going to contradict that, but I was curious as to your assessment.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that you see, you know, major difference when he goes in the game and just the way that we operate. And he's been tremendous, even from the off season, of picking all this stuff up. And I just can't say enough good things about him. You know, I think yesterday, you know, when the game was getting pretty tight and we needed him to play at his best in the fourth quarter, I thought he did some really good things. You know, that you know, he led the team to three scoring drives in the fourth quarter, and that's when the quarterback has to be at his best. So that's what I was most proud of him yesterday is, you know, we get into that third quarter and, you know, things aren't going too well in the third quarter, and then he makes a huge play on third and long to scramble versus two men and hit Taysom on the sideline using his mobility, and that really sparked us. So I was excited for DC because he works his tail off and was happy to see him have success yesterday.
Now, Coach Kubiak, last one before we let you run. I mean, all you're doing is trying to call plays, run the offense. What's the difference between, the fans want to know this, Dennis Allen and Coach Rizzi? I mean, did they say, I don't know, just do what you have to do, just make the offense a success? I mean, is that the approach? Because people think, like, the head coach is in your head telling you, no, this is what you need to do on the offense. I'm telling you what? No, that's not the case. Coach Kubiak is running the offense. So I don't care if it's Dennis Allen or Coach Rizzi. That's Coach Kubiak's baby, is the offense and what we're doing. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, well, I think the number one thing I'd say to you is I'm not a saint without Dennis Allen, so I'm really grateful for him and really enjoyed working for him. And I think Coach Riz has done a fantastic job, and we both, with both of those guys, we all work together. You know, it's a team thing. We both talk on the sideline the whole game. We talk throughout the week, and whether we have success or we don't, we do it together. And both of those guys are excellent leaders and coaches.
Well, Coach Clint Kubiak, we appreciate your time. Continue to roll with the hot hand. Take some time off. Come back and get ready for the Rams, and just keep it moving. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you all. See you.